mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running.
We had a good conversation with Adam Schefter earlier this morning. If you missed any of that here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you can always find it on Wisconsin On Demand. You can also find it on our YouTube stream on ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. And we asked Adam Schefter about the Senior Bowl, which is going on right now. Brian Gutekunst, of course, is always at the Senior Bowl. Matt LaFleur, not so much. He is on vacation. Obviously, that's fine. Schefter explained to us that there's a lot of coaches that don't go to the Senior Bowl, in part because it's not a good use of their time. There's so many, like, other people trying to, like, campaign for jobs that they don't really get to do what they would want to do there anyway. So a lot of these guys, I don't think McVay is there. I don't think Shanahan is there. I don't think Kevin O'Connell is there. Matt LaFleur not there as well. But it got us thinking this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about the silos in Green Bay and how Ed Policy is taking over for Mark Murphy this year and how he has the opportunity to change the silos. The silos, of course, are what keep Brian Gutekunst in one silo and Matt LaFleur in one silo and the president, Mark Murphy, but now Ed Policy going forward after this, after the draft this offseason. Is that a good thing? The reason the two are connected is because Matt LaFleur famously doesn't need to be at the Senior Bowl because he doesn't really have a lot of say in the personnel. It's not like he's going to see a guy playing in the Senior Bowl, Gabe, and go, ah, I want that guy. Can you get me that guy for my offense? That's a guy that I think could do wonders for our production, for the Green Bay Packers offense et al. So how do you feel just about the way that all of these things are structured? And do you think that Ed Policy will come in and change it to be a more efficient leadership group?
I don't think he's going to change it. I don't know why you would change it, because these two have operated under this since 2019. Like, Goody came in 2018. He was told he wasn't going to be able to hire or fire the coach. Packers famously then fire Mike McCarthy with four games left in that 2018 season. And, you know, it's Murphy who then ends up hiring Matt LaFleur. I don't think you rock the boat until you have to. The only reason that Murphy changed this structure is because he felt like he had to. I don't know if he felt like he let some things slip away, so he wanted to have more control, make sure he was more connected to his general manager, to his coach. But I can't imagine Policy going, yeah, I'm coming in, we're going to completely change the way we do things and rock things up, especially when things have gone well for Gutekunst and LaFleur under this structure. The only way I see it changing is when they fire or let go of either or both of LaFleur or Gutekunst. And then you're starting over, okay, now this general manager will have the power to hire the head coach and you go from there. But I don't think you change it as long as both of them are still here. I don't think you change it unless you feel like you have to.
Yeah, you can't change it. You can't, because essentially Policy would be Goody's boss. Goody would be LaFleur's boss.
Yep.
That would not go over well. Now, I think the other structure is much better. I am not a fan of, let's call it de facto owner.
Yeah.
Hiring the head coach. He's not qualified. He's not. I'm sorry. You're not qualified. Jerry Jones does it because he's a flipping egomaniac. But let the people who know football, who are around football every single day, make that decision. Right?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Chew. But again, once you're in this, like, I don't think you can just magic wand your way out of it.
No,
and I'm with you.
Yeah.
I would much rather have the way it was under Bob Harlan, the way it was under Mark Murphy early. I would much rather have that reporting system within the Packers. But again, at the same time, there's been relative success for this group doing it this way. They've been able to figure out a way to function.
Success for who?
I mean,
I'll say it again. How do you measure yourself in Green Bay? You don't do it by playoff or getting to the playoffs or NFC NFC North champions. You do it by Super Bowls. And that's what drove me nuts about that article about Goody on ESPN that Rob did. Look, Ron Wolf went to, and we sucked in 92, even though we were 9-7. Ron Wolf got us to a Super Bowl in 4 years. Ted Thompson got us to a Super Bowl in 4 years. Goody's going on year 7. Okay? So let's temper the gush. Do I think he's doing a good job? Yes. Is he elite? No.
What, so you would say the Packers under Brian Gutekunst are unsuccessful? I'm not even allowed to say that he's had success?
He's had success, but not the kind of success I want.
No, he hasn't.
I measure
had the,
it with Super Bowls.
He hasn't had the ultimate success, but like I think
well,
you have.
Well, then what the hell are we doing, Gabe?
So he should be fired?
No, I'm not saying be fired, but I don't want to see gush articles like that.
I don't think there's anybody gushing.
Well, it was Matt LaFleur, right, who had the quote in the article. I have to pull it up in order to find it, but it was pretty complimentary.
But what is he supposed to say?
Goody's done an outstanding job.
Thank you, Joshy.
What is he supposed to say?
Well, what do you mean?
Is he supposed to say, yeah, he hasn't got us all the way yet, but he's, to quote Gabe, and they should work this into a broadcast, he's fine.
You should work that into a broadcast. That's a great point.
It's fine.
I don't want to disagree with
you. I mean,
Chewy.
If you were to rank the three GMs, Gabe, how would you rank them?
The order in which they've come.
Yeah.
Ron, the Hall of Famer. Uh-huh. Ted Thompson, who's probably not going to be a Hall of Famer, but was incredibly good, won a Super Bowl. And the guy who's not a Hall of Famer and doesn't have a Super Bowl is clearly three.
So here's what I would pick at Matt LaFleur's comment. Because you're right. He did say, Goody's done an outstanding job. ... He probably doesn't get enough credit for the job he's done building our roster and getting guys in here that love the game of football. You know why? Because you haven't won a Super Bowl. That's literally it. You're not going to get all of that praise and all of that glory and all of those flowers until you win the whole dang thing. You're going to get credit. You're just not going to get all of the credit because you have fallen short of the ultimate goal. And to that point, Chu, the reason I ask about the silos is this. I'm sure Goody thinks that he does a great job of evaluating talent. Packers have been successful, and I'm not sure that A necessarily equals B, but they're obviously connected. There is obviously a relationship between the two. If you're Brian Gutekunst, why wouldn't you want Matt LaFleur's input? Why wouldn't you want Jeff Hafley's input? Why wouldn't you want to know which players they think, since they've got their hands in the meat, what players they think would be most effective or most successful or would help their team or their sides of the ball? Even if, Chu, you don't take anything they say to heart, even if you don't act on anything that they might say, what would be wrong with having other brains in the mix?
I agree. But to your point, not only have they not won a Super Bowl, they haven't won an NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
They haven't even won that. I'm just saying, let's temper the gush.
I don't think the gush exists. Temper like this gush is a straw man for you, man. Like I don't think it exists the way in which you think it does.
You know what second place is, Gabe?
First loser.
Yeah, I saw Talladega Knights.
Are they not even second place? We can't even say that.
Yeah, no, they're third place this year.
I do think if I can get pedantic here for a little bit.
What? What? Hold on.
I think removing context.
Pedantic?
Yep.
Yeah, doesn't correct. He live on 3rd Street and he's an electrician?
Yes. I think removing context from where the Packers were when he took over to where he's transitioned to the team is sort of the impetus behind this article. He had a unique situation with a Hall of Fame quarterback that they committed so much to, and then there was a plan to get out from underneath all that money that they had moved into the future and drafting the quarterback. Like Ted did a similar thing, but removing all the context from that, it does seem like, well, he hasn't done his job. He hasn't done good enough. I also don't think that Goody's taking no input from Matt LaFleur. I don't think it really matters, to be quite frank, but I do think Matt LaFleur and him are talking about players. Like, they're in that draft room together, and Matt LaFleur has, like, done fist pumps when they draft guys and, like, been happy about it. Also, do we want then Goody making play calls or helping with how they run their offense? Like, is that a two-way street there, too? Do we want him involved in the coaching aspect if we want Matt LaFleur involved with the personnel decisions?
I think, especially when it comes to LaFleur and even Jeff Hafley now running the defense, like, maybe just, I think it's a, hey, we want this type of player.
Yeah.
Because you got to let the, I mean, LaFleur and Hafley, they don't have time to dive into all the tape that all the scouts do and watching all the college games and doing all that sort of stuff. Because I don't think it's a coincidence that in Jeff Hafley's first press conference, he basically described Xavier McKinney. And then the Packers went, they didn't name him by name, just said, hey, we're looking for a guy that can do all these things. These are the types of traits we're looking for. And magically, Xavier McKinney became a Green Bay Packer. Like, I think that there's input. I don't know if I want specific, hey, we want this guy in the third round, but it's, hey, this is the type of player that I think we need to be at our best, most successful. You know, we need a slot guy or a receiver who can do this or an offensive lineman that can do that. I think those conversations certainly take place between coaching staff and general manager.
But the timeline is this, okay, when Goody and LaFleur came, early on, I blame LaFleur. Because he had the pieces in place to win a Super Bowl. When they're the number one seed, and I remember it like it was yesterday, when they were playing Tampa Bay at home, they were number one in the power rankings. And then when they played San Francisco, they were number one, and there was even a gap there. So I blame him, but it's like we're in a safe room, right? We're in a safe room, like, oh, we're close to getting out, but now we got to step back. I have no idea. Well, let's do this again. With Ron and Ted, it was like, progression, better, better, better. We got it. It's like we knew the combination. Well, I just feel like we're in the safe room, and we almost had it, but I don't know how the hell to get out. We got to go back now.
But I mean, in fairness with Ted, like, Ted had to go through this as well. Like, he took Brett back to an NFC Championship game. And then they had to take that step back after Brett retired. And then they traded him away, and that whole thing played out in 2008. And then they kind of had to step back and do that reset with the quarterback that they had and get a little bit younger on the team and continue to build that up. And then in year three of Aaron Rodgers being the starter, that's when they broke through, won a bunch of playoff games, and made it to the Super Bowl and won.
But I also want to make sure that we acknowledge that when Brian Gutekunst had the opportunity to admit, Joshy, because I don't disagree with what you're saying about where they were and what they were trying to do. He didn't say the R word. He didn't say the rebuild. He didn't say get out from under, right? He said the standard is the standard, right? And so when you say things like that, and what was that? It was within the last year or so.
It was last offseason.
Yeah, one of his offseason appearances. When you do that, then basically you're telling the fan base that every year you expect to hit the same goals, even if behind closed doors you're doing what you're saying, which is digging out from under contracts and players and aging and all of those other things that the Packers seem to have been doing the last two seasons.
That's a misstep. That's just a misstep when you're publicly speaking, because, again, all of your actions going back to when Jordan Love first took over this team, like, all of your actions scream rebuild. We said it at the time. This screams rebuild. That's exactly what you're doing. You don't trade away Rasul Douglas if you're not rebuilding. You don't do that.
I mean, I know why they did it, because when we used the word here on this station, it was treated as a curse word by many of the people listening, because the Packers don't rebuild. The expectations are Super Bowls. It is winning the division. I do think, to add to this, though, as maybe I'm coming off as complimentary to Goody here, I think this is probably career-defining offseason for him. With where the Packers are, where the expectations have gotten, and the money available and the draft capital available, this is probably going to define if he sticks around long-term with the Packers. Because if he goes out and finds those two playmakers that change the face of the offense or defense, then it's going to be smooth sailing. And he's going to be looked at as great. If he fails, then we're going to spend a lot of time next season saying, is he getting it done?
I just think it's really hard, though, to know what fail means. Because if he goes out and gets a couple of those difference makers, playmakers, big time, like he did this past season, and they don't have a Super Bowl appearance, is that a failure? Or do those players, who are still likely on the roster the next year, just sort of complement this process? You know what I mean?
It is to me, because I thought next year would be like, all right, this is the year I feel good. They regress this year. So right now, you know, it's very obviously the season's not over with. But right now, kind of picking them exactly to do what they did last year.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to wait and see what they
do. Which is a couple ping pong balls in the mix. And
I mean, yes. Do I want Goody to be aggressive this offseason? I do, but I mean, if we're being honest, the future of him and Matt LaFleur comes down to one guy. Does Jordan Love get any better?
Right.
If Jordan Love doesn't get any better.
And I think that all fits into this being career defining. Like, if Jordan Love flops again, then it's, why did you pay him? You made a mistake. If those wide receivers don't progress the way everyone expected, that's another thing. Why did you hold on to them? Why did you invest so much in them?
There's a lot of things. Why did you supplement that position?
Rashawn Gary, does he be a non-factor again?
But look, he's married right now to, hey, we can do it without a number one.
Yeah.
That's his philosophy. That's the way he's done it.
Great thing
about it'll change this year, but I don't think he's bringing in a pure number one. Right? That's his philosophy. We don't need a number one.
Yeah.
We just need a lot of good receivers, and we're going to draft another one again and see what happens.
But again, it's tough with Goody because he says a lot of things, and then his actions take us in a different direction. He doesn't like rebuilding. Oh, we're not rebuilding here. His actions said rebuild. Oh, yeah, Aaron Jones is going to be back. Well, you lowballed him, kind of guaranteed he wasn't going to be back, right? Like, he says a lot of things that look good when he steps up to the podium, but his actions often take us to a different direction.
800-990-3776, that's our Carbless Talk and text line. Liz is more, Justin weighing in, saying, this hit me yesterday. I wanted to share it with you guys regarding the wide receivers. Goody has brought in Sammy Watkins and Alan Lazard. That's over the course of 7 seasons being the GM. Meanwhile, the Chiefs have brought in 3 this season. If the Chiefs value the position that much, should we pay more attention?
Yeah. Well, do you know who Sky Moore is? Failed draft pick. Do you know who Kadarius Toney is? Guy they brought in that didn't make the roster.
Oh, he lined up all sides on offense.
Yeah, we remember that.
Cost them a game. So, like, yeah, they brought guys in, but did DeAndre Hopkins make a difference? Hollywood Brown, you could argue, but was out most of the season. Like,
you know who made a difference on Sunday?
Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, yeah, you take shots.
I don't understand how that works.
No.
You see that man, Brad Chewy?
You know who that is? You know who that is?
That is the definition of stiff. That guy just somehow is breaking tackles and looks so stiff running out there. I can't believe
it. That's Andy Reid, though. It's Andy Reid. There's a gap between Andy Reid and everyone else.
Yeah.
Just telling you, there's a gap.
Yeah, and you won't root for him.
Andy looks at, well, I'm just kind of tired. You know, I've had vanilla ice cream the last 10 days. I kind of like something different, you know? But Andy Reid looks at things on film that just escapes other coaches. And we saw it, I think, in last year's Super Bowl with the trade-off in motion. And all of a sudden, he knows, like, and he practices that. And he's like, yes, this is a chink in the armor right here. And he capitalizes on it.
Now, you know what? You're not allowed to defend Andy Reid unless you're rooting for him.
Yep. I can defend whoever the hell I want.
Now, you're banned from the Andy Reid fan club until you say, I'm rooting for him to win his 3rd straight Super Bowl.
We are broken up for the rest of the day.
Me and you, or you and Andy?
Cramping in my hamstring. The hell? How do you drink 128 ounces of water and cramp?
Old.
Can we go to break?
Are you going to have any allies left on this show by the end?
No. I'm a spy. I am a spy for the Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears.
Hey, all you sports bettors out there. Have you been to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel yet? You are missing out if you haven't on an elite experience. It's a sports betting paradise. Dozens of self-service betting kiosks. 200 people can fit there and enjoy the games on the giant 2,000 square foot video wall. It is glorious. If you're short on time, they have free 20-minute reserve structure parking. They have really thought about everything. Bet above the rest only at Pottawatomie. You can also watch and listen to Weekly Wager tonight out at Pottawatomie from 6 to 7 right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
he also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study.
Jashi, you have been on with the songs this morning. I mean, she just said, so glad you could make it, as the big guy's chair was empty and he slid in like Chris Collinsworth on a broadcast. You good, buddy?
I'm good, but I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. I love it when you got questions.
It's very simple.
Really?
I do.
Very
I'm
simple.
With Jashi. Uh-oh.
No, okay. This could be anywhere. This is awesome.
Very simple.
It's like a little present within the show.
Very simple. You ready for it?
Hit me.
Which fan base is more disappointed over the last six or seven years? The Green Bay Packers or the San Francisco 49ers?
The Niners.
Why? They've been to two Super Bowls, Joshy.
They don't win any. Yeah. Were they hanging? We made the
At
Super
least
Bowl
they
banners?
Get there.
Making themselves some rings.
Yeah, and I hear rumblings that Shanahan is on a little bit of a hot seat.
Let's hope so.
You're going to tell me San Francisco has been more disappointing.
I'm rooting for that.
Their quarterbacks are pretty much the same age. I think Brock Purdy is younger than Jordan Love.
So are you
going to
are you insinuating your criticism of Goody would be less because they made it but didn't win one?
Well, you guys gush. You gush. I'm like, they haven't even been. San Francisco's been to two Super Bowls in the last 7 years, which means they won two NFC championship games. Yeah, see, I got you.
Yeah, but also, like, they missed the playoffs this year. Like, I don't know what direction they're
heading.
What is
this, a disappointing off?
Yeah,
I don't tread water.
Plus,
okay?
You tell me.
I either drown or I swim across the English Channel.
Across the English
Tiny
Channel.
Tiny arms. You're like T-Rex over there. Can you imagine?
I'm just all about consistency. There's no way you can say San Francisco fans have a right to be more disappointed than the Packer fans.
You always tell me that the Niners fans aren't real fans, that they're a wine and cheese crowd.
I'm trying to get them back in my good graces because we want to go to Napa.
You're worried about being recognized from that thing you said last year?
I just don't want to have my wine spit in.
That's fair. Hey, that's fair.
You know? But are you going to really say the San Francisco fans are more disappointed?
Well, we've got folks weighing in on the YouTube stream already saying San Francisco's been to two Super Bowls. Green Bay had a Hall of Fame quarterback for that entire time. Went to not, well, they obviously won a Super Bowl with. But over the last, how many years did you say? Seven?
Yeah, say 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's great if we want to move the scale. When was the last time they won a Super Bowl? You think you're more disappointed if you get there and you don't bring it home? Like, I wouldn't feel great if the Packers made a Super Bowl last year and lost it.
This, to me, is like the age-old question of what's worse, a blowout or losing by a point?
Yeah, didn't we just say last segment second place is the first loser?
I can't keep up with y'all anymore.
No, but Chewy's consistent.
Oh, I am. I'm just, it's like we're treading, it's like we don't know the combination.
Is that sarcasm?
To the safe.
I don't know what's going on.
Was that sarcasm?
For me?
Yeah, when you said, but Chewy's consistent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I needed to be dripping a little more, if I'm being honest. I was confused. I was
yeah,
like,
no, that's
maybe?
Why Shashi left. No, I was confused that you were asking me that.
Maybe Gabe really thinks Chewy is consistent. Maybe the you know, the alignment that you guys have created.
Well, he broke up with me for the rest of the day.
So now you're being honest about his viewpoints.
Gabe's taken a hard pivot over the last 4 or 5 months. I thought we were in line.
We are.
We kind of nailed
you and me.
Season.
We're both together.
That was also sarcasm. See, now I'm picking up on it. Now I can hear the sarcasm. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Our friend from Cousin Subs, Justin McCoy, is going to join us in studio in just a moment. Stick around.
Change the way you do business. Take more control of the payment process with Fifth Third Bank's Treasury Management Solutions. Their market expertise and managed services streamline the entire payment process and integrate with your existing systems, giving you more control than ever. With their suite of payment solutions, you will soon recognize new revenue sources that can save time, offset operating costs, and improve the bottom line, all customized for you and your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a, oof, like, mm-hmm. Just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of
you
taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it.
What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And we've got our friend Justin McCoy in here from Cousin Subs hanging out with us. Lots of big announcements. We love having Justin in with us. Let's start with that thing. That thing right there, that thing that I can't grab because it's behind the computers, but Gabe, you got a good angle on it. Justin.
Look at this thing in all of its glory.
And if you're streaming on the YouTube channel, ESPN Milwaukee, you can see it. You're doing an excellent Vanna White impression, by the way.
Does it even fit in the frame? Like, this thing's so big, I don't think it fits in the entire frame on ESPN Milwaukee YouTube.
We like to party sub. We like to party sub.
Absolutely.
So we got party subs, and they are back from February 3rd through the 9th. Tell us what we're dealing with here.
Well, we're super excited about it. So the party sub was kind of an icon at Cousin Subs back in the day. About 10 years ago, we decided to move on from the party sub. And this year we were talking as we were moving in looking forward to the Super Bowl. Got an NFL draft coming up. You know, what can we do? What would be something fun here in 2025? And we're like, what about bringing back the party sub? So it started there. It's been gone for about 10 years, and we decided to bring it back. So we now have the 2-foot party sub is going to be available next week. They feed 5-day people. We're going to have 4 different flavors available, the ham and provolone, turkey, club, and Italian special. And it feeds about 5-day people. It's just $39.99, and it's the great solution for any party that you got going on, Super Bowl or otherwise.
I mean, this thing is just, how do you make the bread for this? Like, this is, like, that's what I am looking at, like, the top of the sub of this. Like, how does the bread get made?
Yeah, so it's the exact same process. It's okay. Just a little bit more of a science.
Well, because I know you guys are very proud of your bread over there, and you don't want to mess with that recipe.
Well, so it's the same recipe.
Yep.
It's just larger. So it still has to be proofed, stretched, all the things. So it goes in the same oven. We can just bake only so many of them because it's so big. But, you know, I've been telling everybody, there's just something different. Even though it's the same bread, even though it's the same produce, the same proteins, there's just something different about a party sub when you take a bite of it. It just takes me back to when I first had Cousin Subs, going to birthday parties. You get that little slice of the party sub and you have it. There's just something different about it. And we're really excited about it. And, man, I was hoping Chew would be here because I was going to tell him he had to eat it for breakfast.
Justin, can you buy that swag anywhere in the hat?
How did I know this guy?
Every time.
No, because my kid loves like Cousins gear, and he loves Quick Trip gear. I mean, I think that'd be his birthday's coming up. Is there a place I can buy that stuff?
Chew, I think you know a guy.
Okay.
But to answer your question, we do have CousinsSubsShop.com. Now, when you see all of our team from the support center, we do custom clothing orders every spring and fall. We do it for our teams, and we design custom gear. So what I'm wearing today is some of the custom gear, but it is still available, and I can get you something. So just
that
let me know.
Sweet swag.
All right, are you done shopping here on QVC?
Can I ask one more question? Because I want a truthful answer.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Justin, what was your take on this year's season? Did they regress? Are they still building? Jordan, I mean, give me your take, because these guys are just,
What was that?
I think it's what it said.
It was Jekyll and Hyde, wasn't it? Because you can't look at the defense at certain parts of the season and say they haven't progressed. You can't look at the running game and say it didn't grow with Josh Jacobs. I think where you saw the regression was with Jordan and the wide receivers. I can't explain the way Jaden Reed played in the first half of the season to what happened in the second half of the season. You had a mixture of injuries, different things going on. They just never seemed to find their rhythm. I guess they did for that 3-4 game stretch there, like in the second third of the season, but then it just dwindled down the stretch. So, I mean, it's a disappointing season. You know, we all had expectations going into it. I think the free agent signings were great. For me, it was really the front seven defense. Even though the defense improved, I think the defensive line was a huge disappointment. I mean, I know Gary's numbers against the run game looked good, but, you know, our ability to get a pass rush, Clark, I expected more from the pass rush this season.
Way to bring the mood down, Bozo.
Thank you. Refreshing.
Yes.
Jeez. Let's get back to some celebration here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we have Justin hanging out with us here from Cousin Subs. Okay, every time we have you here, we get to announce something awesome, which is the free subs for a year winner. Every year, people can go to cousinsubs.com/free subs. You can tune in to 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee to learn if you are the lucky winner. And today we are announcing that. Drum roll, please.
Doug Romfo from Cudahy.
Doug, you have been selected as our free subs for a year sweepstakes winner. Congratulations. To date, Cousin Subs has received more than 45,000 entries from people looking to satisfy their local cravings all year long. For more information, including sweepstakes rules, you can visit cousinssubs.com/free subs.
One of my other favorite things that you guys do at Cousins, Justin, is the Driven at Heart Scholarship Contest. I know we've done some things here at GKB back when the Wisconsin Sports Awards were a thing with student athletes and handing out scholarships. And deadlines for that are fast approaching.
Yeah, so we're kicking off another year of the scholarship contest. We've given over $220,000 in scholarships to 48 student athletes throughout the state of Wisconsin since its inception.
It's
been one of our favorite community-based activities. And, last year rebranding that after we moved on from the Wisconsin Sports Awards with Donald, to the Driven at Heart Scholarship Contest has been great for us. So basically, if you're a senior athlete, who is participating in a qualifying WIAA sport, you're eligible to apply for the scholarship contest. And we're going to be handing out two $7,500 scholarships and two $2,500 scholarships. And then the winners will also be invited to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony and get to meet Mr. Donald Driver. So excited about that. They can apply through February 28th. And, that's at cousinsubs.com/driven at heart.
Yeah, that's such a cool thing. And I don't know if it's because I was a student athlete in Wisconsin, like that. I just always have a special connection to that. That's one of the coolest things you guys do.
Yeah, it's great for us too. I've talked about it before. The process, it's this month-long process of reviewing applications, going through everything. They get through the first round, then they get to a final committee, then they get to our board of directors on the Make It Better Foundation. And we also bring in Donald, and he has someone from his board come in now. And then we pick them, and then Donald and I do this like surprise call to let them know that they won last year. It was super funny. We had one of our winners where we set up a Teams call. We're on with them, and we're about 5 minutes in, and we said something, and the kid said something, and all of a sudden you heard Mom in the background. He was in the basement. Mom was standing on the staircase listening the whole time, and then she's like, and then all of a sudden Donald's like, well, Mom, come down. Mom comes down, and then she didn't get off the camera for like the next 30 minutes. But it's just fun, and getting to meet them at the event is always great too.
Well, we know moms play a huge role in the kids' journeys and in their success. Let's not discredit the mom's influence here.
Was I discredited?
Not even a little bit, but as the resident mom, I want to make sure that we get the shine that
all
we deserve.
Right?
You think my kid is successful just because it happens? You think that just happens? You got kids, you know.
Hey, as a single dad, I'm dragging mine to get him across the finish line. Let's
exactly.
go.
You guys also have the $10 meal deal going on. What is that?
Yeah, the $10 meal deal, we introduced it last year. It's a 7.5-inch sub, chip or regular fry, cookie, and a fountain beverage just for $10. You can get that with the ham and provolone turkey or veggie sub. As we know, pocketbooks have been tight here, and this is our opportunity to provide something out there that hopefully allows families to come on in and still enjoy their Cousin Subs. And we have that running through basically the end of February. So, it's a great deal. I don't know where you're going to find many meals out there like that for $10 right now.
It is one of my favorite things about Cousin Subs, guys. You're always thinking about like the economic impact, how families are dealing and going through things. And this is just another example of you guys recognizing the situation that some people find themselves in and going, hey, we want to make sure that we are locked into that and we're helping in any way we can. Justin, it is always great to have you in studio with us. Chu, did you want to ask him about any other sad things, disappointing things before we let him go?
No, what's the hat say? I see a 72.
We were founded in 1972, Chu. That's
sweet.
A patch.
You got some
72.
Good swag.
and the hat's camo, too. I don't know if you can tell.
I couldn't tell.
Who are you going to be rooting for Super Sunday when you're consuming your Cousin Sub? The party sub sitting in front of you. You're cutting it up. Who are you rooting for?
I'm not rooting for either one of them.
Oh, the meteor, huh? Chewy's rooting for the meteor. And in that case, we're not talking about subs.
I mean, I like Saquon. We'll put it that way.
There
but I'm not
go.
Cheering for either team.
I like
but
Saquon
Saquon's
as well.
Been special. He's been super fun to watch in the playoffs.
Taking nothing away from you, Justin, because you are fantastic each and every time you come into this into the studio. My favorite part of this entire segment was Chewy sticking his big frickin' face up next to the computer to try to see the camo on the hat. I could see the pores in his nose. He got so close. And if you missed any of that, you can find it on our YouTube stream, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You got to clear out that right wing. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have five safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
Two field goals, two safeties.
Two field goals, two
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Yes. Continue. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
The new year is a time when a lot of people want to hit the reset button, whether it's fitness or wellness or taking better care of yourself. And let's be honest, guys, feeling confident in how you look and feel isn't just for the ladies. That's where Quintessa Aesthetic Center comes in. Now through March 31st, they're offering special packages to help you start 2025 as the most confident version of yourself. You just got to go to their website, myquintessa.com. There you can find a lot of information on what those special packages are. It's wellness, it's weight loss, it's Botox, skincare, even IV therapy. And you can personalize those options to look and feel your best. MyQuintessa.com will help this year be the year you feel the most confident inside and out.
Ooh-dee-la-dee-doh, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooh-dee-la-dee-doh, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Did we put anything on the old Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account this morning?
Sure didn't.
Whew, fell a little short on that. That's my bad. Usually I like to come up with a poll or two to tackle, but in this case, nothing.
How's your hammy doing, big guy?
After the cramp?
Okay. Stretching. I don't know why I'm cramping. It's very odd. I hydrate properly. I guess Josh, he's right.
Properly? Oh. I thought you were doing... That's exactly what I thought he was doing.
A little Chewy boy.
I'm just old. I'm old.
What do you got? What do you got the rest of the day, buddy?
I got to get some landscaping rocks, go get a little workout at the gym. Still can't use my elbow, but I figured it out. I got it. I'm dialed in.
All right. This is the third time I've heard this. Yeah. So what's the solution this time?
Anyone, Jen, you've had knee surgery, right?
Correct.
You know how they, back in the day, they used to, for range of motion, put you on the wall and you got to bring your heel back to your butt to stretch that thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's where I'm at with my elbow.
You got to bring it to your butt?
No, I gotta like I'm making, a bicep curl. So I'm bringing it, back. And I did it this morning. And it's starting to feel better. So I should be good to go by Monday.
You're just throwing spaghetti at this point. Yeah. Huh?
No, I got it. I think I'm.
I mean, first it was, well, I was able to get the bursa sac relief. I'm going to be ready to go. Then it was the needling. Now it's going to be you do this. Again, I said it before, I'll say it again, Shu. I think you just need an old-fashioned bleeding.
What about leeches?
Yeah,
I heard that works. Huh? Have you ever had a leech on you? You know how you get rid of leeches?
Salt.
Oh, why did you spoil that for me?
You asked the question.
I didn't think I'd get an answer.
It's really one of those. He was hoping he was going to be rhetorical.
Joshy, how'd you know that?
I don't know. Growing up in Wisconsin, fishing.
General knowledge.
Yeah, I can't say where I acquired it. I have had a leech on me. It's not the nicest thing, but whatever. It's a little blood.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Regenerate.
Time out, though. Hold on. Can you just buy leeches?
Yeah, you buy them for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go down to the bait store?
Yeah.
Bait shop?
Yeah, they'll be swimming around in the tank.
There you go, Chew. Again, if the old elbow to the butt thing doesn't work, which I know is not exactly what you were telling us, but it's more fun
it's
than
what I heard.
Were telling us, doesn't work, you can just go down to the bait shop and get a couple leeches. Slap them on that bursa sack and see.
It could be Tommy John's.
Let them suck on your sack.
Whoa.
Here we go.
That's what they do. That's what leeches do.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, but not on...
It's a bursa sac.
Yeah.
It's interior.
Not if they're married.
I saw you reach for the dump button.
I pressed it.
You did not need to dump
you
that.
You did?
No, you didn't.
I think you did.
No, talking about leeches. It was a perfectly logical explanation for the statement.
If you were to trust any people in this room on whether we need to press the button or not...
Yeah. Who are you going to start? Power ranking? Jen's four. She might be six.
And Maddie's in the studio, so I think I dropped down even lower.
I trust Justin more.
Justin, who's not even here anymore, but knows the proper way to handle something like that. I am fairly certain it would have been fine. you know, science. Hashtag science.
I think the way you need to operate going forward, if you wouldn't say it on game day, maybe you shouldn't say it on
don't
this show.
Don't you feel like that bar has been lowered and lowered? Have you seen some of the things said on college game day over the last year?
You say it.
Yeah,
well, I get like maybe 45 seconds of airtime if you started giving me 3 hours.
Is that what it is, FOMO? You see all these people having fun saying bad words? You said, I want to do that.
See, like, that's Bush League by Gabe. Because, Gabe, the one time I got out of control, you said to me, maybe you should just stop talking. And that would have aligned right there. Me and Gabe are not on – we're not in a good place.
Oh, boy. We have some relationship repair we got to do tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I think I might boycott – what's it called?
The car wash.
No.
You're going to...
Oh, dude, whatever.
Well, you don't have dude whatevers anymore. College football's over. You not understand how this works?
Not really. Do we have to go to that meeting tomorrow? Oh, that meeting tomorrow on the couches?
So there is an all-team meeting here locally. There is not going to be a Teams link sent out to you, so you will be unable to attend if you are not attending in person.
That doesn't seem fair. Oh, look at you. He's like the one time it works in my favor to be in Florida.
So you've got no meeting to attend.
I can go get crabs.
Good
you
luck.
Don't already have them.
Let him say that.
He's double entendre.
He's got
that's
cages.
What mine was.
No, if you would have said Bursa sack, it would have been.
You guys say sack all the time on the show. Nobody yells at you. Will Deontay is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a good one.